Now, sometimes you had some, a type of wood that start the fire up real fast, you know, to get it started. What would you call that?
We call it kindling.
Any, nothing else, just kindling?
Kindling. Maybe it was, we cut them from a real fat wood.
Call it fatty kindling.
Mm-hmm.
And now after the fire's gone out, what would you call what was left in there?
Ashes.
Anything else?
No.
White ashes?
Just ashes.
If they were ashes back then, they were white, you would say they were...
Yeah, you said they were white, because you bring that oak wood all down, they were really white.
Okay, and how about if it was black stuff that was all around the side of the fireplace, what would that be called?
All I know it'd be mortar.
The black that actually...
Oh, that was soot.
Okay. All right, what would you call this thing I'm sitting in here?
Chair.
I just call it a chair, too. All right, now in the living room, what would you have a long piece of furniture that people would sit on that held two or three people?
We had a...
We
didn't have anything like that.
Did you?
Chairs.
Well, do you have one now?
Huh?
That people, you know, it's a...
Oh, yeah, in the living room. Mm-hmm. You sit here, like a couch, whatever you want to call it.
How about soap?
Yes,
and now in your bedroom, you said, you know, you have several bedrooms there, and you have one piece of furniture that hold a, had a lot of drawers in it, and you could hold a bunch of clothes in. What would you call it?
College closet, all I know.
It was a big, tall piece of furniture, and it had a bunch of drawers in it?
No, it's a chest of drawers, that's what I call it.
How many of these bedrooms did you say you had? That's where you sleep.
Uh-huh.
Five
bedrooms?
Yeah. Now, all the things that's in the house, everything that you got here on the inside, what do you call all that?
We call it cabinets.
No, that you, like what you sit on and the furniture in the house. Would you call it furniture?
Yeah. Like I would.
So that would be called?
Furniture?
Yeah. Now over the windows, the things that are hanging over the windows that you pull the down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mattresses. Okay. And now the thing that's built into the wall in your bedroom that you hang your clothes up in?
Closet.
Yeah.
Clothes closet.
And what about a clothes closet that you can move, that you can take from house to house that somehow is made out of cedar?
No, I don't have
one. What would you call that, you know? Some people have that they could move from house to house, you know. It was a big thing and the clothes hung up in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Wardrobe. My aunt had one of those. It was made out of cedar. All right, now, between your house and the roof, what's the little space that's up there between the roof of the house and the ceiling here?
Maybe call it attic.
All right, now this room we're sitting in, what's it called?
Kitchen.
And you do your cooking in here, don't you? All right, now you was telling me there was a little room off from the kitchen that you used to live in that was out there on the side of the porch. So what did you call it? Where you kept the canned goods?
Called the pantry.
What you call a room that you just threw all your old junk in, that, you know, like you might have kept just old stuff that you didn't want to throw away that wasn't really any good?
That's the rich room, I don't know.